A 7-day, 155-mile race through China's Gobi Desert has changed the life of an ultra-marathon runner from Scotland. And it's not only because he crossed the finish line. It's what he crossed the finish line with. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd reports.
When you're running 150 miles over sand dune mountains under a sun that superheats the air, God knows you need a distraction.
I saw around the campsite in the evening.
Dion Leonard didn't think much about his desert siren at first. He's run ultra marathons in some of the most inhospitable places on Earth. What's the big deal about a stray dog in the Chinese outback?
It wasn't until day two that she was actually at my side, and she was at the start line looking up at me as we were about to set off, and I thought to myself, this little dog's not going to run, surely.
Surely not with 100 competitors stacked up behind her.
I thought, I hope she's quick. And
she was.
We set off and she raced ahead. So I was really under pressure to keep up with her for a little while.
Leonard can't say why the tiny sand-colored mutt picked him, but the pair ran together that day, up a mountain pass and down the other side of the Gobi Desert Range. She'd run ahead for a while, then circle back to nip at his heels.
She'd nip on my gaiters, and the gaiters are the sort of shoe covers that we use to keep the sand and the rocks out. And she'd nip at those, and as if to say, come on, let's go quicker, let's go quicker.
At night, they kept warm in Leonard's tent. He gave her water and food, and the next day, they started out again.
You know, on day three, it was really cemented when I realized that I go to these races to compete, yet here I am actually carrying this little dog across these river crossings and water bridge gates that she wouldn't be able to cross on her own. I'm kind of sacrificing my time and my placing by doing this, and I realized that it was more than just a bond.
Leonard says there's a lot of time to think in the desert about the direction life is heading. And this little dog in the Gobi became a kind of symbol, proof the world isn't always such a barren place. But on day four, the heat started cranking, 125 soul-melting degrees.
It's pretty grim.
You struggle to sleep at night.
You struggle to eat when it gets warm. And it puts a lot of pressure on you then.
The race directors wouldn't let the dog run in that heat, so they put her in a car and drove her to the end of the line. And what do you know, that's where she was waiting.
Yeah, I had a lot of time to sort of think about her and think about what she was doing during those days. But as I get into the finish line, she's there at the finish line. She's where the checkpoint and the timing staff are, calculating people coming in. And she would actually get up as soon as she saw me, running in, and she'd meet me and then run in together with me. And again, that was just one of those little moments that I was just like, wow, this is an incredible dog.
I asked Leonard, maybe the dog was just hungry and you gave her food. Maybe the dog was cold and you let her sleep in the stinky warm pit of your arm. Maybe that's why she followed you 77 miles through the desert. Did that ever cross your mind?
No, it never did, to be honest. It didn't. It just...
There was just more to it. Today, Leonard is back home in Scotland. The dog is in China. Race organizers are keeping her safe, though she's a free spirit, and who knows if they can keep her contained for long. Leonard has raised more than $8,000 to adopt her. Getting through quarantine is expensive. Meanwhile, he's given the little stray beast a name. It's Gobi. What else? For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.